Good morning again, my friend. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCB Radio. Now, I don't know about you, my friend, but over these past few weeks, God has really shared with us some extremely deep truths. Now, make no mistake, my friend, it cannot be business as usual. Time grows short in this world. Time to stop playing church and doing the church activities. Oh, no. In Philippians 3, 8 through 11, Paul said he lost all things that he might win Christ. Let me say that again. Paul said that he lost all things. Now, when the Bible says all, it means all, so that he might win Christ and be found in him. That is nothing more than another way of stating what Jesus promised. And Jesus promised he who would lose his life will find it, that would find that life in Christ. But then Paul tells us what characterized being found in Christ, that not having a righteousness of his own based on the law or keeping man's rituals and rules, but the righteousness that is by the faith in Christ. That was basic to what Paul found, and this in turn opened up all else to him in Christ. Did you get that, my friend? Coming to know the righteousness of Christ, putting our faith solely into Christ, will open us up to all else in him that is in Christ. So we must put our faith solely in him, and we must lose our life so that we can find the life of Christ. And this is a master key to our understanding Christ, coming to put our faith solely in him. So if we put our faith solely in Christ, God will not only legally impute to us the righteousness of his Son, but God will impart to us Christ himself. Wow! That we will be joined in spirit with Christ, and we will be, and he will be our righteousness. And you can see that in 1 Corinthians 1 and 30. But all of that goes back to the essential of putting ourselves aside, losing ourselves to Christ, and putting our faith solely in him. Because Jesus has promised to guide us into all truths by his Spirit, we can be assured that he is continually working this good work towards us, this truth, for it is so fundamental in our lives. May God give us the grace and the willingness to open ourselves up to him so that we might, through faith, experience all that God has freely given to us in Christ. I made a statement a few weeks ago that is so true, even for the most devout and pompous Christians in the world today, and that is every person has a particular manifestation of self-ownership. Paul had to, and we have to also, bring under the work of the cross every part of our self-life that we might have otherwise used to stand before God. Paul could do this only as to, and so do we, have to allow God to show us the truth about ourselves through God's dealings and judgments in our life. Paul allowed God to show him the truth about himself. Do you know the truth about yourself, my friend? Well, we too must allow God to show us the truth about ourselves, about our self-righteousness, which is sin. It is unbelief. It is contrary to Christ. And like Brother Paul, for many professing Christians, it is the greatest manifestation of the self-life that is operating in us. The only way to be saved from ourselves is to lose our life, to lose ourselves to Christ. And why? Well, it is our self-life that is at the core of what makes us tick fundamentally as a sinner. Paul lost. Losing comes first, my friend, then finding. So Paul lost, then Paul found Christ. He found Christ in a way that was impossible otherwise. As I end this teaching on faith solely in Christ Jesus, I must recover a point that is that is critical to correct some teaching in the Word of God, but is taught wrong in most churches and in denominations. And that is, God is trying to make us or conform us into the image or the icon of Jesus Christ. But no, my friend, this is wrong teaching by people who do not want to lose their life. Oh, no. They want the best of both worlds. One world where our carnal flesh can have its say in our life, and then another time that the Spirit of God can move on us and our flesh can be put down or put aside for a short time, until we get wronged by somebody or we get mistreated by someone, then our ugly flesh will rear its ugly head and we are alive to our carnal life. Well, my friend, God had one purpose when it comes to our flesh. Now listen, God has one purpose when it comes to our flesh, and that is to kill our flesh. No ifs, and buts about it. God wants to kill our flesh, graveyard dead. And the false model where our flesh is alive and God moves on us and it put aside, you know, sometimes maybe. The Bible teachers teach that God is making us more like Christ, conforming us into the image of Jesus Christ. Well, no, my friend. God is not doing this. God wants to kill our carnal flesh, where he desires, so that we will not act like people in the world, double-minded and unstable in all of their ways. And the Bible says all of their ways there in James, and that's what it is, unstable in all of their ways. This is why God gave us his Holy Spirit, not so that we can speak some mysterious language that only God knows. Oh no, it's just amazing to me how the Pentecostal churches have taken something, that wonderful experience as the Spirit in Acts 2, and changed it into so many different manifestations of things and so many beliefs. It will make your head and your heart hurt just thinking about all of the doctrines that they have come up with. But oh no, my friend, God gave us his precious Holy Spirit to help kill our flesh. Let me say that again. God gave us his precious Holy Spirit to help kill our flesh. And so that he can lead and guide us into all truths. This distinction is vital to grasp, my friend. We are not supposed to look like Jesus. Now, most Christians believe we have been given the Holy Spirit, the power and the authority, because of Jesus. No. We think that this somehow is because of Christ. God has infused our natural man with the Holy Spirit so as to make our natural man behave like Christ and maybe even live for God. Well, no, my friend, that will never happen. Well, all of this is false. This is not Christianity. The truth, my friend, is God wants to crucify us so that Christ might be made manifest through us. Let me say that again. The truth is God wants to crucify us. He wants to kill our flesh so that Christ might be manifest through us. Wow. God does not want to give us power or any of that stuff. No. Now listen, God wants to give us Christ. God wants to give us Christ. He doesn't want to give us power. He wants to give us Christ. Wow, a tremendous difference. Amen. Next week, I would like to start a truth number one, four fundamental truths of the Bible. And so next week, I would like to look at that first truth. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, trusting and hoping that you have a tremendous week. And this will be a four-part series, and so it will be a little longer, but it will be very solid in the Word and very good. So pray that you open up your spirit and have the Holy Spirit just speak to you this week, and that you tune in next week, and I'll be looking forward to sharing some more about four truths from God, fundamental truths that we need in our life. God bless and have a great week. Talk to you next week. Amen.